I have listened carefully to all of your statements, and I think now that we have all of the threads of the puzzle. Who killed Monsieur Albert Lestrange? Hugues Le Grand But, I have been watching you. You were not so upset by your wife's affair, and you already knew that you were not the papa of Nicole. You lack the passion needed to stab a man to death. You did not kill him. Nul point. Edith Le Grand But, you had already patched things up with your husband, so the mayor had no hold over you. You had no motive. Nicole Le Grand But, I believe you are too absorbed in your work for the resistance and in your love for Phil Quimby to take any notice of Mayor Lestrange. He was not important to you. Colonel Otto von Pinkelwurst, if you had wanted the mayor dead, you would not have made the dirt on your own hands. It is something you would have got your trusty aide, Lieutenant Kurt von Strom, to carry out. But Lieutenant von Strom is Mr. Quimby, a member of British intelligence. The murders of the mayor and Nelly Desmond were too messy to be the work of British intelligence. If Mr. Quimby had wanted anyone dead, I am sure that he would have made it look like an accident. That is more his style, no? Lord Glengormless, you are the only cause you are interested in. You did not need to kill the mayor. You do not have the money troubles. And anyway, you knew that you would inherit his estate eventually. Ingrid Pitt, I believe you when you say that you are the only one who really cared for the mayor. You loved him completely. You could not hurt him. Countess Bogoff, you say you were at the cafe at the time of the mayor's death? I have reason to suspect that you are telling the truth. You have also asked the most important question here tonight. Where was Jim Bradley on the evening in question? This is the excellent question that Jim Bradley has been avoiding all night. Monsieur Bradley, you thought you could fool us with the truth, but I have seen through your screen of smoke. You admit that you are a diamond smuggler. Fact! You admit that you came to Casablanca to steal the Constantinople diamonds. Fact! I believe you also broke into the mayor's house last night and killed him. Fact! Is it not true that he disturbed you as you are breaking into his safe in order to steal the diamonds? When he confronts you, you both argue. This is what Nelly Desmond overhears. During this argument, you stab him and flee from the scene with the famous diamonds. But you suspected that there has been a witness. You stayed around to tie up the ends that were loose. That loose end was well and truly tied. Pauvre Madame Desmond. Tonight, she slipped you the note saying that she had heard you arguing with the mayor, and so you put the deadly cyanide poison in her drink. Therefore, Monsieur Jim Bradley, alias Babyface Jane, I have formally to accuse you of the murder of Mayor Albert Lestrange and Madame Nelly Desmond. All that remains to be said is that I have had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this was not it. Do not have the nightmares.